Wow. Well, let's go on. Revelation 2:24. Back to Revelation 2, verse 24. Now to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan. Wow. Jesus said that believers in Thyatira who were sleeping around and living this, you know, God will forgive me, I'll make it to heaven, I'm a Christian life, and living like they want to, grieving and quenching him, have known the depths of Satan. You know what I wrote? Verse 10. I mean, not verse 10, my 10th observation. Satan kills and steals and destroys. Do you remember that? Remember what Jesus said in John 10? Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and not just life, life that's more abundant. But Satan came to kill and steal and destroy. Who do you want running your life? The one that makes it inexpressibly delightful, joy, confidence, peace, hope, stability. You know, like it says in Proverbs, the righteous are as bold as a lion, but the wicked run when no one's pursuing them. Do you want that bold, full of God life? Or do you want to be constantly empty and listless and feeling useless and feeling hopeless and just living in emptiness, looking for a thrill? It's really that simple. Satan's way, which is attached to sin in the flesh, or Christ's way. So look at the amazing offer of God, starting in verse 25 of Revelation 2. Hold fast what you have till I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I'll give power of the nations. He'll rule them, verse 27, with a rod of iron. They'll be dashed to pieces. Now he starts quoting. Remember this? Revelation quotes over 800 times and alludes to and uses parts of the rest of the Bible. As I've also received from my Father, verse 28, and I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What's Jesus saying? Nothing different than he said while he was on earth. In fact, since you all know that, let's go back to see what he said. Look at Matthew 7. Jesus really ruffled feathers because he talked to the most religious people in the world, and this is what he said. Matthew 7, this is the Sermon on the Mount, his longest, biggest public sermon. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. That's sobering. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So Jesus defines salvation as something not that we do, but that he does. He changes our heart. I was born wanting my own way. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. Remember Isaiah 53. I was born that way. When I'm born again, I don't want to do my will. I want to do his. That's a miracle. See, that's salvation. That I'm no longer the way I was born. I've been born again. What does being born again mean? I do the will of my Father in heaven. And Jesus goes on, many will say to me in that day, verse 22 of chapter 7, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done wonders in your name? And guess what the God of the universe, the judge of all, Jesus Christ, says to them? He doesn't say, no, you didn't. He says, You did do all that. Yeah. You did all those things. You were quite active. Verse 23. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Why? Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. If you've never been saved from sin, you've never been saved from hell. Wow. That's a very interesting. No, not perfect. Doesn't say that. It says that you want to do the will of your Father. You know what Paul said? He wrote a whole... Did you know Paul's testimony of the Christian life is Romans 7? Have you ever read Romans 7? I'm sure you've already had that class somewhere along the way. Romans 7 is the most personal chapter in the Bible. The Paul says, I, me, and my, so much. It's kind of uncharacteristic. He's constantly talking about himself. And what does he say? What I want to do, I don't do. What I don't want to do, I am doing. Oh, wretched man. What he's saying is, I'm still battling. I mean, he wrote half the New Testament. he went to heaven and saw Jesus and came back and wrote about it. You know what I mean? The wow, Paul. He said, Christ turned my canoe around, and it's really hard to resist the world. And sometimes I float, but I get right back and I beat my flesh under. That's a Christian. The person that's just floating along here and says, I'm a Christian, is probably not. That, I mean, I didn't say, I'm glad. I would never say anything like that. I'm glad Jesus said it.